everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight, and it is Wednesday, June the 12th, 2013. So we're doing our clearing profile night tonight, and we're going to talk about timeline crashing tonight, but timeline crashing with some new ideas, kind of out-of-the-box timeline crashing, some stuff that maybe some of you have thought of, but maybe not. I know I hadn't. So we got a fun show planned tonight. We're going to talk about timeline crashing in relation to some different things. Of course, we're all used to doing, or hopefully we're all used to doing, timeline crashes for emotions and situations where we have been put on other timelines. So, Ron, before we get into that whole topic, I know we usually activate the light being at the beginning of the show. So would you like to start by doing that?
Sure. So let's get the light being, everybody. So bring it up on your monitor screen, and here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And there we go. I know we mentioned the Jewish money code. We'll just see if anybody wants that. They can send you an email, a CLS question. We'll see how many people out there are interested. If not, we can maybe postpone it and do it next week. But we'll see what happens here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So thanks for activating the light being. So Ron's going to do a lot of samples of timeline crashing today. So just pay a little extra attention to your body, because we're gonna try some new stuff tonight. And Ron is real interested to see how people are feeling, what kind of reactions we might have with this new way of using the timeline crashing clearing. If you've not done that one before, it's very inexpensive and very important. There's a lot of explanation on the website about what it is, and I won't go into too much detail right now, because I think probably most of you who are listening know about that clearing. If you're brand new or pretty new and you've never done it, do feel free to send an email over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or maybe you could just write on the fast chat, "I'm new," and we'll backtrack and do a little more detail on this clearing. But it's one that's been up for probably, I don't know, at least a couple of years on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. So what we're going to talk about tonight, as well as emotions, timeline crashing emotions and so forth, is mood swings, timeline crashing clothing of certain colors, and then we're going to talk about timeline crashing in relation to grid lines and ley lines and abduction points. So, Ron, I know that you wanted to start out by talking about timelines and mood swings and how they affect us and what we can do about that. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's not too – since you've been listening to the programs, everybody, I'm assuming that. You know how during the day you may change, like maybe say maybe 5 to 30 different personalities according to what you're doing. Maybe you may have a personality that wants to eat, say, maybe Chinese food, and then somebody asks you what you want to eat, and you think, well, I want to eat some Chinese food for lunch, and then maybe another personality comes in from another timeline, okay, and goes, no, I want to have pizza. And so now, you know, you're a little confused because both of these sound good to you, and if your body liked it, it'll have its mouth watering, you know. And they change out maybe every, let's say, 5 or 10 minutes for a different timeline. Now, this is much like we have talked about in the past with driving into the billboard. I mentioned that when you're on the highway, the freeway, and all of a sudden you're abducted. You don't know what happened, sort of. You feel okay because everything looks around you the same that it did before, but somehow you miss your off-ramp or on-ramp. and you kind of feel a little tired or yawn. Then in 5 minutes, you're bounced back in here into this timeline, and you just went through an abduction process, and your memory is just driving the car, but what they're doing to you could be something else. So we won't get into the something else stuff. That could be a little disconcerting and maybe even scary. But basically, you do change throughout timeline. So I want everybody to maybe get a piece of clothing that you have worn in the past. It could be anything, a pair of jeans, a blouse, a shirt or something. And what we're going to do is a little test here and see if that piece of clothing was on other timelines. And it may have a specific energy on it from that timeline. So maybe you were doing something that you were wearing, say your brown shirt, we'll say, or brown blouse, and you were very, very happy. So it'll have that energy of happiness from that timeline. Now, maybe a week earlier you're wearing the same piece of clothing, and maybe you were sad from another timeline. So this thing has a record of where you have been. And that's what we're going to do now is do some clearing on that. So we'll just kind of pull something out of the hat here to see what we want to do. So everybody get your piece of clothing. You may even be wearing something right now that, you wore, a week ago or something or a month ago. And sort of think back when you had this on and what happened to you. And you may have your favorite thing. Maybe you have your favorite Sunday dress, and every Sunday maybe you wear this favorite dress. You may have even washed it every week, but it still could contain the energy being connected and corded to a timeline. So, does that make sense to you, Carrie?
Yeah.
Hey. So here we go, everybody. I think a few of you still need to figure out what you want to have. And if it is something that you wore that was really traumatic, maybe you happen to have a black garment that you'd wear at a funeral. I don't know.
Wore
that whenever anybody passes on. Lucky them, I guess, huh? But anyway, at least they're not here. Could be worse where they are, but at least you know they're not here. Let's do a clearing here. So, feels like everybody probably has their special clothing right now. Even could be maybe a pair of shoes or something. So here we go. Let's take that, and we'll go back to the last time that you wore it, which could be today. And remember, you're wearing this on a timeline, and it contains the records from that timeline of what your experiences were. Here we go. I'm going to clear that. So it could even be today's timeline that you wore this. Maybe you change your clothes 3 times a day. So maybe you have it on now or have it with you in your possession. And here we go. Oh, somebody says, I think they're talking about blue jeans. We got 3 who want to do the clearing for the money. Okay. Boy. Okay. I guess we'll have to do that. Okay. So anyway, a small text that I was reading here. So here we go. I'm going to clear that energy. So 1, this is a timeline. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to do 5 timeline clearings. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's 5 timelines, I believe, that we cleared from that particular clothing that you have. And as you kind of touch it, unless you're wearing it, just see how you are feeling now about it. try to go into the energy when you wore it last, and maybe it's neutralized because you're off that timeline. Now we're going to go back with that same piece of clothing, and think back of when you possibly wore it, you know, in the past. It could be a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Some people may have special clothing that they wear each day. If you're an IM person, you definitely know that you wear certain colors every day. They're trained to do that, but you may be a little more freer. But just kind of think back when you wore this particular piece of clothing or even shoes in the distant past here. And here we go. We're going to clear that timeline. Remember, this is affecting you. This energy from it's affecting your body, and see how you're feeling about it. So here we go. So maybe the first one you were sad, next one maybe you're happy, you know, or some situation. So here we go. Or maybe you had it when you're eating food, and maybe for some reason you had some food that wasn't very good tasting to you, and you're wearing your special piece of clothing now, and the time before it was good, you know, things like this. So here we go, timeline crashing your clothing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just see how the energy feels on it. And now what we're going to do is go back, it could be a long time ago, when this piece of clothing was brand new at a store. And you saw it and you wanted to purchase it. And, you know, it's hard to say how many other people had their hands on it before you actually, you know, got it off the rack or whatever. So they could have their energies in it, too, from their timeline that they're living on. Remember, their thoughts, what we're doing, is probably imprinted into that clothing. So we're going to take that away from you now. So here we go. Your special clothing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. First timeline released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Fourth. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, number 5. Okay, so let's just see how your body's responding by clearing the energy from a timeline off of something that you were wearing. So that's what we're doing here, just to have some fun with timeline crashes. Normally we just work about it or talk about it with, an illness that you may have had, a situation, body or, an occurrence. But now we're doing clothing, going a little bit deeper here. So we'll see if anybody wants to comment here. So normally it's just an emotion that you clear a timeline on. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, really interesting. I was thinking as you were doing that about when we were all little kids, and so many kids have a favorite toy that they carry around. You're a teddy bear or a doll or something, and often, you know how a lot of kids have a blanket that they like to have near them or over them or whatever, and how heavily those objects must be imprinted. Now, of course, we're not, as adults, we're not running around with our teddy bear still, probably not, but maybe that got passed on to, you know, your siblings or whatever, and those objects, which kind of are a little bit like clothing, and then we keep them close to ourselves and hold them, must be so heavily imprinted.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah.
Crashing now? Should we do that now, or because we're not around those objects, it doesn't matter?
It would be a good idea. So if you have something from the past, you probably have pictures or something. In fact, the picture would carry the memory. Maybe you have a picture of your family members or something, and you're in it or they're in it, and you look at it, and it brings back the memories from that time. And this could be good or bad for you. Maybe you look at it and there's a bunch of sadness because you maybe a few of the people in there are no longer here. as far as feeling sad. But we could clear the timeline when that picture was taken, and then it'll be neutralized, and it won't have any energy on it. Now, you may like this, you may not. I don't know. So I think it'll be quite interesting to see what happens here. So I'm just telling everybody that if we do this, your picture will not have the energy on it that it has right now, and it'll have peace energy. Now, some people like to live with the emotions of what they're looking at, and you may not wish to have it released. So this is why I'm trying to warn you in case you don't want to do this, okay? But sometimes you may look at something, and you might have a lot of possible, you know, fear or guilt when you see that picture, and maybe your eyes tear up, etc. So let's see what happens here. So this is up to you if you wish to do this one here. Like I said, the end result of it will just be peace. So when you look at it, you're going to be able to have peace, and very possibly I had to sneeze. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Possibly you may see the picture, and instead of having looking at the picture and looking at maybe someone that was suffering in the hospital, and you have all these weeks and weeks of trauma that you went through, and they're no longer here, maybe you're going to look at it and go, wow, this is great. I can look at the picture now and not get all emotionally upset, and I can see the person for really who they are and who they were, and it may switch from a negative situation to maybe a positive one, to where you feel better and you're not as emotionally distraught over it. So here we go. This is your choice if you wish to do this. And it could even be a pet or animal. Maybe you have your favorite dog or cat picture. And, you know, it brings back memories of maybe something negative if it died and you're holding it like in your arms or something. I don't want to get too graphic here, but here we go. One, two, three, releasing the energy from that timeline when it was taken. Four, and this is connecting to your energies on your timeline here. And your timeline is bringing forth the emotions of negativity, probably, and sadness. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so how does that picture look now on this current timeline that we're living in? So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, interesting. So, we do have Robert letting us know about the clothing clearing. He says, it feels like I was cleared, not my clothes. My clothes feel neutral, like not living on the timeline now I'm on. That feels just as important as clearing myself. So he's saying he feels cleared rather than his clothes feeling cleared. So maybe you can explain why that is, Ron, what the clearing really works on us. So, are you there, Ron?
Yeah, it takes away the charge, the energy of living on that timeline. Remember, still living there. You're still experiencing the timeline, even though you're here now. So that may bring up some interesting questions, and probably wondering, gee, how could this ever happen to me? Because that's in the past. Like I have always mentioned, everything is with us continuously. So that's kind of what you need to know. And your object can still be on a timeline that you know nothing about, but when you put it on, you feel a certain way. It's kind of like, what was that thing with the one with the lady, the cartoon thing, Alice in Wonderland, was that what it was where she put on? No, that wasn't it. The one girl that put on different dancing shoes and, you know.
Oh.
Anyway.
I'm blank. fine. Yeah, somebody will type it in.
Hints and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Shoot.
So, let's do another sample. Do we have any people who want to do the Jewish money code out there?
Yeah, there are people writing and requesting that.
Okay. So let's do that one here. So, I'll just try to briefly describe this here. Since everybody is probably related to each other, and there's all different races on this planet, and you very possibly have an ancestor that could be Jewish, and somehow they managed to have the special code from the alien race as they were and are, even though you may not know that here. And so they just will just say, have good luck toward money. And if you don't have that energetic money code activated, then you may have a hard time drawing money to yourself. So that's basically what it is. And here we go. So I'm going to count to 10. And you may wish to get, in fact, what I would do is get some dollar bills or something. If you have more than that hanging around you, in fact, I'll wait a few minutes here. Maybe you have to go into your sacred vault to find a $100 bill or something, or whatever you may have. But what we're going to do is just activate that and put that code into your body to have you accept that amount of money. So this is more of a body thing. But the money will be neutralized naturally, whatever you have. And then you can hold the money on you, and then your body's going to say, oh, yeah, I know what a $100 bill is, or I know what a $20 bill is. And then at that point, you're able to draw it to you because your body will not be in fear of having that money to you. Because we have all these things, you know, I was hearing it today even. People were saying, yeah, the lady's on the cell phone, yeah, money is the root of all evil, she was saying. I thought, oh boy, you know, she needs the money called clearing. And, mm-hmm. you know, some, you know, there's things about, you know, you have to steal from people to have money, you know, cheat people. You know, there's all different types of phrases that you probably have grown up with, and which could be true to your body, but maybe not true to what you want to have experiencing now. Because you're experiencing now that you want to have your experience is that, wow, I can have money. So this is what it's for, is to make your body user-friendly for money. So we're going to activate that Jewish money code in you. Doesn't matter if you're Jewish or not or anything else. You probably have those genes that could be dormant. So what is called like the good luck clearing here. So here we go. Take your money, put it in front of you. And what you probably want to do is retain that money, if you can. Hang on to it some way next to your body so you can get used to having it with you. And maybe do it for about a month if you can. Make a little some way to hang on to it so you don't get fear of losing it, stealing it, or spending it. That's the main things that people normally are afraid to have money. It's lost, stolen, or you're going to spend it. Burn a hole in your pocket. Here we go. Put the money in front of you, do the special clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Oh, this is feeling good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Now, see how that money feels. So you may want to hang on to it You know, maybe put it into a plastic bag. That way, you know, the bag will be larger than the money. Maybe attach it to your belt or something, or your sacred place on your body that nobody's going to find or look at. You know, whatever seems to work for you, you know. And a lot of women, they kind of tuck it in their bra, you know. But I don't know if that would work that way. But anyway, you people know what to do with it. So anyway, here we go. Back to you, Carrie. And we'll just see what kind of comments we get.
Okay, thank you. So let's see. We did have one other person, RD, saying, going back to the clothing clearing timeline crush that you were doing, RD says, my sneakers have neutral energy now. And then Susan, when you cleared the picture, says, my picture does not hold event energy in it anymore. Thank you. So I'm just refreshing pages here. So the next one, Ron, that you were mentioning before the show that you wanted to talk about doing timeline crashes for was colors.
Oh, yeah. So how should we do that one, you think, Gary? Just have people select the color?
Yeah, let's just select some color. I mean, we have sofas that we sit on that are certain colors, and of course the clothing thing, color applies to that too. You know, everything we deal with really has a color. Perhaps the color we could do, what about if we do the color of our car?
Okay, so I'm going to do a timeline crash for that color. Now remember, your car could be connected to a timeline, you know, for that car color on that timeline. So this is getting a little weird sounding, but maybe we'll just say that your car happens to be a brown in color. Okay, so you have a brown car, and certain timelines like brown, other ones don't. So maybe you're the only one on the timeline with a brown car. Everybody's looking at you, courting you, because you have a brown car. Everybody else's cars are white. You never know what the aliens do. So we're going to get rid of the energy of timelines with a brown car. So let's take today, whatever color your car is today or yesterday, if you were driving it, and we're going to do that. So here we go. That color released from a timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's for today. And now we'll go back maybe a week from today or a date that you're thinking of. Okay, maybe you went shopping during last weekend and you're out and about or something. And you can kind of remember driving your car going to a location. Maybe it's one of those special days for you. So here we go. Timeline crashing that. This is your car color as it is on timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So, is your car still out there someplace? Or is it gone? Oh, boy.
Oh, well, I hope those money codes work.
It's different.
To buy a new car.
Yeah. Maybe you got a brand new car, or maybe the car was dirty and now it's clean. Who knows, you know? Anyway, got a wax job. So, back to you, Carrie. Do we have a caller, maybe?
Oh, yes, I think we had a beep. Do we have somebody on the line?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Ron, I was hoping that if you could do some religious indoctrination clearing for me.
Okay, it's a lady in L.A.? Sounds like it.
No, I'm from Singapore.
Singapore, okay. Yep, similar accents. Okay, here we go. So you want religious indoctrination clearing, huh? Okay, so everybody out there, think of your favorite religion if you had one in this particular lifetime. And normally the clearing goes much deeper than this, but I can only do a sample. So just think of the religious background that you've had. And here we go. We're going to take away some of that imprinting. So think of the most, the most negative imprinting that you had during that religion, whatever it would be, and we'll clear that energy. Maybe you were in one of those schools that were a religious school, and maybe the teachers weren't very nice to you or something, you know, or whatever. Or maybe you got tired, or maybe you fell asleep during a church service, and everybody looked at you and, you know, gave you some bad vibes or something, you know. So here we go. Think of your own particular situation. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So hopefully that helped all of you. And just see how your body feels. Normally when you have a clearing, your body could even start to feel heavy at first as the energy is connected to you as we do the clearing, and then from there it'll get very light, and you may feel more at peace. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Ophelia.
Okay, thank you.
That was helpful. Bye-bye. So, Ron, we just got a couple question or two here. I just want to wrap up the money code thing, and then we'll get back to tonight's topic. Adi is wondering, rather than having the money that you just did the clearing for us that we had near us, if it would be okay to put that behind a photo of ourselves rather than, you know, having it on our body somehow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very, very good, boy, yeah. You could do that. That should work. I don't think it'd be quite as effective, but it will do something. Remember, your photo is you, but your body is living. And your body may not have, you know, the emotional energy in it. I mean, the photo may not have the emotional energy, but your body will have it. So,
right. Yeah, good point.
It will work. I would think, I think it'd probably work about 30%, but doing both would be good. You could put the money, you know, next to your photo at night when you're sleeping. But I would still see if you could put the money on you some way. So
and does it matter what? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just so it's on you. You know, it needs to touch your skin or be very close to your skin. If it's in your purse or wallet, the wallet may work. A purse might be in a handbag. Okay. But remember, your body has to be able to touch it as close as it can get the money to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's
okay.
That's why you want to wear the money. Oh.
So stuffing it in our back pocket on our jeans, that would do. That would be nice and close, right?
That'd be close. You could even figure out some way to stitch it up so you don't lose it. You know, that could be very creative, too. You know, get some thread and sew it into your jeans so it won't pop out of your pocket, you know.
Remember to unsew it when you do the laundry.
Yes, uh-huh.
So, and then does it matter what currency we're holding? Manny was holding pounds, not dollars.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't make any difference because they're all going to have some type of charge on it. So hopefully when you look at your particular bill that you have right now, you're going to look at it, and it should be neutralized, and your body should say, oh, nothing's wrong with this here. It's not going to hurt me. Remember, you're taking away the mind control energies on it from other people. Maybe, maybe you have, just say, like $20, and it was the last person that had your $20 bill was, like I said, really stressed out, and they had to spend their last $20. Or maybe the person went in to pay a bill with it, and they're really upset because They don't like paying that bill. And that was one of the bills that went along with that, and they got negative energy on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to look at that. So remember, everybody's energy that's on that bill, whoever had it, it's still there. And now your body gets it, and it goes, well, I don't like that particular energy on this bill. So your body doesn't want to have it, which is going to have you reject that energy. That's why we're doing the clearing. So your body can be... or the money can be user-friendly to you. That's what it amounts to. Oh, back to
okay,
you, Jerry.
And the last question on this, and then we'll get back to the tonight's topic. Alice is wondering if the money charge is permanent.
It'll be permanent as long as you don't input your own energy of what you think that money should be. So if you start thinking about the money, and you put energy into it, then of course it's going to you know, charge it up like somebody else would. So you don't want to have anything connected to your money. No thoughts on it. You want it to be neutral so you can draw money to you that you want to have. It doesn't matter if the money has a negative or positive charge on it. Your body will see it as being okay.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you, Ron. Hopefully, you've all got your questions answered on this. So going back to tonight's topic of out-of-the-box timeline crashing, the final thing, which is an interesting way to use this clearing that many of us have been using for a long, long time, is using timeline crashing around the subject of ley lines. And there is a whole life ley line clearing on Ron's website. And then, of course, we have the grid line, the Earth grid line clearing also. They both sound similar, but they're actually quite different. And then Ron is going to introduce the topic of timeline crashing ley lines. So I'm going to jump on in, Ron, and go where you want to with this one.
Okay, so we have two clearings that... connect to Earth energies. So the first one is the Earth courting gridline clearing. So you could probably just write that down, Earth courting gridline clearing. And what that one does is that's used if you're stuck. You can't move from your location. You want to relocate for a job. You want to live somewhere else. But somehow you just can't move out of from where you were or are, where you're living. It could even affect maybe, possibly the town that you live in, but it's more than likely the location where you are. So that sort of like grounds you, connects you to that location, and you're stuck there. So that's that clearing. The other clearing is the ley line clearing. Now, the ley line clearing has different energies as you go from town to town, city to city, street to street. And so I'll do a sample of that one. Now, you all know, and also there's like the timeline crashes, too, that can go along with this one, because you may notice when you drive your car maybe down your street that you live on, or even if you're on foot walking, you may go, gee, this feels a lot lighter in this part of town, or, you know, maybe you might energetically feel like a breeze blowing and you feel it on one side of the street and not in the other. Or maybe even going completely different. Maybe you looked at the clouds, and the clouds in the sky on one part of your town was nice, you know, normal, we'll say. And the other side, maybe they're all dark looking. You probably have all seen that, and you wonder why the clouds to maybe the right of you are dark, and the ones to the left are okay, normal, and you go, what am I viewing here? Well, you're viewing two different timelines, and those timelines are connected to the planet's ley lines. So, hopefully you understand what I'm talking about here. So, I'll do a ley line clearing. So, I need you to think of a time, or even in your house, that they could even change inside of your house. Maybe for some reason, when you... say maybe you're in your bedroom now listening, for instance, because it's late at night on the East Coast, and you notice that when you walk into your bathroom, it just feels a little different, okay? Or you walk into your living room, and maybe it feels just kind of heavier, and you just think that it's something wrong inside of your house, and maybe you, you know, did a few space clearings, and it helped, but it's just not exactly complete. Well, that's probably because the ley line there is having a different energy. So just think of different rooms in your house, just to make it very simple, of having different colors in it, but you can't see the colors. And some colors are heavy, pulling you down, and some colors might be lighter, okay, energetically. So just kind of think of that as a visual. So maybe maybe your bedroom is white, and you walk out and you go maybe into your garage or whatever, or one of your rooms, and it feels like it's a black, heavy energy. You know, I'm just using the colors just to represent that. And you go, wow, this is strange. So you don't want to go into that particular room because the ley line energy that's connected to a timeline has a whole different energy on it. So when you walk into that room, all of a sudden you're now on a different timeline. Just like looking outside watching the clouds changing. One side is good, one side is bad, okay? Or different. So here we go. I need you to work in your house now. And if you have a room that you don't like going into, it's probably because it's on a whole different timeline. Remember, it's like looking at maybe like the tail feathers of a bird or wings. You know, they have all the different feathers there, and they all blend together. But what if they're all different? Okay, different energies on them. That's how we're looking at this here. So take your bedroom, I guess, if you wish. And we're going to compare that and compare it to, like, your living room. And it may even feel the same to you, but we'll make them both the same. So we're going to try to get rid of the timeline from one and bring it into the other. So, or if you don't know but if you do have a room that's real negative, think of it right now. And we'll get rid of that and put them both in the same timeline. This is what we're doing here. We're going to do a timeline crash. The more negative location. Here we go. One, and this is for the ley line that is connected to. So you could do this with a ley line clearing also by putting in there that location, I believe. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So when the show ends here, I'd like you just to go into that location if it's in your house and just see that the two rooms are connected to the same timeline. So, in fact, I've had people talk to me over the years. I said, you know, Ron, I don't know what happened to me, but I was walking out of my front door, and I got on the steps, and I went to take a step, and the step seemed like it wasn't there, or it was too far down or too high, and I stumbled, okay? And then from there, maybe I fell, and it's really strange to me how that happened. Well, that's because the timeline, probably at your step, where you're going to put your foot, was a different timeline. It just didn't seem to mesh, okay, with the one that you were on. So that might make some more sense. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. I know we were talking earlier on before the show about how we could use the timeline crashing in the ley line situation, and you were also mentioning that when we leave our house, and maybe we're going to drive 20 miles, we're probably going to cross a lot of ley lines, or, you know, several, and get put onto different timelines as a result. And we've also, many people have talked over the years on the shows about abduction points that they know exist on freeways. And so you said that you were saying that we could timeline crash a journey that we might go on in our car before we go on it, excuse me.
Correct, yeah.
So could you just describe that for everybody, how that would work?
Yeah, what you could do, okay, if you know of a place that you yawn and your ears pop and it's like 5 minutes in length as you're driving and you feel a little different, You have to take notice of this, though. Some people just are kind of spaced out anyway, but you're going to notice it if you start looking at it. So just think of somebody out there in the Beyondo owning that particular real estate, okay? Mm-hmm. So they own, you know, one block area of real estate, and they're controlling it. And there's another alien race owning the one next to it. And they may not mesh completely and be connected exactly properly because you're being bounced from one timeline to another. So by crashing them, you're actually getting rid of the negative effects of that alien race and the alien race controlling that timeline. So all of a sudden, you can be on your own timeline. So I guess the whole thing is, are you on your own timeline? Are you living your own timeline? Or are you living other timelines out there that are being interfered with? So the timeline crashing allows you to be on your own timeline. And that's why you want to do that. So hopefully you understand what I'm talking about here. And the ley lines would be like the territory of an alien race owning that particular area, square footage, real estate, or something like that. So, and they can put in all the negative energy. So, how do I get into a situation here? You go to an event. Let's just say that you're a sports fan and you drive and you go to, you know, a location where they're playing football or basketball or whatever. And there's a lot of people there. Well, that area is probably controlled by a certain alien race to live off all the emotions of those people who are there. So they're in control of that ley line area and that real estate. So when you go there, automatically, you're going to be in that energy. And what's the energy going to want you to do? It might automatically make your personality change. You know, before you may be a nice, peaceful person, and then you get into the bleachers there, and all of a sudden you become very judgmental. And you're yelling and screaming to have your team win and to have the other person or people get killed or whatever, harmed by your team members. And that's because you're in that energy of going to that event. Then you leave there and you go, wow, I really had quite a different experience than what I'm used to. And you probably can all relate to this, okay, or know other people who do that. Because they're being controlled outside of themselves by something and allowing them to, you know, it's actually a mind control and also maybe a robotic programming of your body, and you're living that experience. And the aliens are loving it because they're sucking your energy off of you. That's what they need, is your energy. And that's what they want anyway. So that's kind of what you're looking at. So hopefully we covered a lot of information here. I have to get ready for another radio program here. But I hope you all enjoyed this program. And I would say put the money on your body or close to it as much as you can. And make sure that it's safe so you don't lose it or spend it or have somebody steal it. And, you know, you don't want to do any kind of thought projections on it. Just have it with you. And see if you tend to feel better about having money in your life. That's what it's for. And you may want to, you know, take it out and put it by your picture at night. That's a possibility. But it all depends, you know, where you have it and how protected it is. You know, like you said, if we sold it into your pants, you don't want to undo it each day. So I guess back to you, Carrie. We can wrap the show up. I know we got our 4 and 8 hour call this weekend.
Yeah, so if you haven't signed up for Ron's Intensives, you still can do that through the website, creationlightship.com. And let's see, it's June the 15th. It's a Saturday call, 4-hour Ascension preparation call, starting at 1 p.m. Pacific. And then Sunday the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th are the 3 Sundays this month for the 8-hour calls. You can sign up to be absentee. You can come and go, or you can be on the call all day long. And I guess that's about it. If you do try these ways of using the timeline crash clearing, Ron would love to hear what results you get. So you can send your testimonials directly to Ron or to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the next show here on BBS will be Friday, 7 p.m., Station 2. And then Ron has another show coming up at the top of the hour here, and you can go to creationlightship.com. On the homepage, over on the right-hand side, you'll see the little radio icon, and you can click on that and head on over to that show. So thank you all for listening tonight and for your comments, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for all the samples, Ron.
Hey, blessings, everybody. See you later.